kind of what best describes where you guys are at right now?
I don't know. We've battled with a lot of injuries, so given all of that and our schedule, the amount of game we've played, I think it'd be fair to say that it's been not bad. Not obviously not really what we wanted to be at, but it's. I mean, we're still right there. There's 52 games left in the season, and we're just about to be 500 team. So it's. I think we still have more to give, and I think we could get better. But it's. I mean, we're. Like you said, it's only 30 games, so we can still fix this.
So someone had said after 30 games with those kinds of injuries that you'd be at around 500. Would that have been acceptable if somebody had asked you that 2 months ago?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Given the schedule, too, we've played the most amount of game in the NHL, I think, with Calgary and all the injuries. So, yeah, for sure, I think just to be 500 with all we've been through, I think it would be acceptable.
Fair to say right now, kind of in this scenario, you've given yourselves a chance to play in the postseason. Like at this point here right now, is we've got a long way to go yet, but...
Yeah, definitely. I think we've battled hard after that 5 loss we have on the road trip. I know that one was hard on us, but I think we've kind of battled back from since then. The 2 games we played in San Luis and Chicago were huge wins for us. Obviously, last night was tough. I mean, we can blame it on unlucky bounces, but I think it's, you know, those are the kind of game you have to take to overtime. It's those are the kind of games that eventually they can come and hunt you. But I think we have to put it behind us now and make sure that if this happens again, you know, those tie games going late in the third, we absolutely have to take them to overtime.
As one of the veterans on the team, how do you guys approach that inside the room of the stick penalties and some of those ones that have hurt your club?
I don't know. We don't really address it too much. Obviously, last night's penalty, it's a bit unlucky. You know, 200 feet from your net, you know he's not trying to high stick somebody. It's kind of unlucky. You gotta, but sometimes you have to be careful. You know, you have your stick. You're in control of your stick, so you got to make sure. And obviously, we got to stay away from those penalties late in games, and it cost us a game last night.
If there were a couple of things that this team needs to change this weekend, what would they be?
Not a whole lot. I think we, as of late, you know, we've played some strong games. You know, stay patient, keep our shift shorts. I think it helps when we roll 4 lines. Those 2 games that we played in Central Chicago, we rolled 4 lines all games, and we were fresh, and we were able to skate with those guys. So I think it's going to be key for us because we're going to have. Once everybody's healthy, I think we got 4 lines that could play. So I think if we can keep our shift shorts and roll 4 lines, we should be fine.
How much of a relationship with Kyle Connor?
I mean, he was a pretty quiet guy. He was a good kid doing his things. I was hurt for a bit, so I wasn't that much around the team. But he got sent down, if I'm right. Yeah, I think it's going to be good for him to experience the American Hockey League. I've been there. I think it makes you realize what you have up here. You know, once you come out of college and you come straight out to the NHL, you don't really feel the grind of what it is to be in the minors, riding the bus. You know, obviously different paychecks. You know, it's kind of the things that makes you realize what you have when you're up in the NHL. And sometimes it's a good thing for those young guys.
How about the playing time that he'll probably get down there? How much will that help him compared to?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's going to be playing. Obviously, a young guy like that, you want to be playing. There's no good having a guy like that sitting around and just practicing. So, yeah, for sure. You know, to get on the ice, get some good minutes, some power play minutes, be a key player on the team, you know, be a difference maker on winning games. You know, it always helps your confidence. And I hope he could go down there and do that.